here, and I'm your host, Brian Beatty. It's the August edition of the podcast, and our theme this month is love, war, all is fair, etc. Which is, I admit, a pretty all-encompassing theme for the month, but August in Minnesota is pretty all-encompassing as the arts go. The month begins more or less with thousands of people in line to see more than 100 shows at the Minnesota Fringe Festival. And then by the end of the month, there are tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands of state fairgoers in line to admire a human likeness sculpted out of butter. How is a humble literary podcast supposed to compete with that? All I can tell you is, consider this month's edition your podcast on a stick. We have two works from our featured artist this month, Guante. His first piece is called The Five Horsemen.
Finally, we find a court free of teenagers, and we stand, unsure of ourselves, 7 years between us. But then that ball hits the blacktop and we are snapped back into our loose-fitting lives, basketball. May lack the storied history of baseball or the bone-crunching majesty of football, but it is the great American sport, and this is why. See, if you pay attention to movies or Saturday morning cartoons, you'd learn that American boys naturally group themselves in the circles of five. The leader, the sidekick, the smart guy, the big guy, and the crazy guy. In other words, point guard, shooting guard, small forward, center, and power forwards. And 7 years ago, we wore these skins like oversized throwbacks, loosely but proudly. We believed. Never played for no high school, played for our neighborhood, played for our pride, sharp as the summer, natural as sweat. Played for girls we still dream about sometimes. Tonight, we play 2-on-2. 7 years whispering. Over our shoulders, under our sneakers, swirling in the space between us, the space where your once ever-present laughter would be. 7 years can pass so quickly, like a winning senior season, like OT in a playoff game, like college for me, like boot camp for you, like that email I never responded to. They can pass like the flash of a roadside bomb. I've been passing a lot, content to just watch my old friends and try to capture something I know I can't hold on to. Our five went to prison. The only one of us to actually get better at the game, but his play now is harder. Triple teamed by shadows at all times. He travels, and none of us has the guts to say anything. Our four lost his health insurance and his hustle with it. He just camps out on the three-point line, waiting. Our three got rich, got married, and got soft. And you, and me. Your mind is always 1,000 miles away when you find the ball in your hands, wide open. So I take my first shot of the game. My first shot in 7 years, a jumper from just inside the three-point line, top of the key, no problem. I feel that ball rotate out of my hand like God giving birth to a new planet and watch it sail over the backboard. Over the fence and into the darkness. When you died, I needed both hands to count the number of people who tried to tell me how natural it was, how you believed in what you were fighting for, as if that made you right, how losing the people we care about is just part of growing up. Like paying your taxes, like turning the music down. When you died, your mother told me, everything happens for a reason. And I don't think she was talking about God. Because when you shed your skin, you're supposed to have a new one underneath. There are some things you don't outgrow. There are some things you don't just lose along the journey. There are some things that must be taken from you. And we, We accepted growing old. We accepted the fact that we would never be 17 again, but standing here like the five horsemen of American apocalypse: prison, poverty, greed, apathy, and war. We understood. This is what they take from us. Whether politicians or teachers or cops or our parents or each other, anyone who ever told us that this is natural, that the way things are is the way things have always been and always will be, this is what they take from us. 10 points and 10 rebounds every game. Those ugly-ass cross trainers you used to play in, that smile like you knew the ball was going in before it ever left your hand, like it was inevitable. There is a difference between tragedy and injustice, between losing and being lost. The mosquitoes pinch me awake. I run off to get the ball. You're the only one of us laughing.
And here's Guante again, in front of an audience this time, with his piece, Love in the Time of Zombies.
They fell upon us softly, like leaves rustling around landmines, a blade buried in wet soil, starving for the essence of our love. They enveloped us. First, a few haunted homes on the outskirts of town, then into the proud city herself, then spreading like a spilled can of burgundy paint across the map, swallowing. Appetites attached to talons, blue-white fangs in children's mouths. Wine always escapes its cup one way or another. We should have seen it coming, but when they appeared, pale and shrieking on the horizon, the might of 5,000 years of cups and dishes and goblets shattered in the spill, drowned every dream ever dreamt. But you, I found you treading water regardless, as invincible as canned food and 2x4s. I found you exploding, brimstone on your lips, tattooed with the fury as warm as the sun used to be. I found you beautiful, shaved head, Kevlar, bare hands. You cut them down, you broke them. You found knives between your knuckles and war clubs inside your leg bones. I still remember how the ghost of a smile flickered across your eyes when you leaned in close and whispered to me, take the shotgun. See, I want the fireman's axe. I want to feel it. I want to feel them beneath it. Yeah, I knew then that I wanted to be with you forever. Knew that we were to share an ancient love, a love bonded with flint and bone, that our skulls now carried within them a shining new darkness, twin oblivions monogrammed his and hers, our first date. Fireballing through hordes of the undead, dull silver eyes and ragged hands reaching, screams bisected, every gunshot a climax, every swing of that axe of bedrooms, liquid whisper in the blackness. I smelled your humanity and aimed in the opposite direction. Love, warm and grasping, splashed against the walls. Love, splashed onto our bodies. Love, splashing inside of us, defiantly. And I found you in this smoking chaos, our shoulder blades kissed. Now there may come a day when the sun bursts from the spider's belly to smile upon this world again. There may come a day when love can be represented by poetry and romantic comedies and candlelight dinners again, when it may be held soft and round in the palm of a child's hand. It's not on us to build that world. It's not even on us to survive this one. Ours is not a love song sprouted from redemption, hope, or even longing. But it is a love song. Sing it under your breath. Sharpen it every morning. If you should fall, I swear I'll come for you. Two barrels erupting as one, an aluminum baseball bat strapped to my back, a pocket full of hand grenades, singing, pins already pulled.
Guante is a hip-hop artist, two-time National Poetry Slam champion, activist, and educator based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks for listening. Everything you could ever want to know about the You Are Here podcast is at mnartist.org and our Facebook page. Also, you can download the podcast anytime at iTunes. You Are Here is a monthly literary podcast production of mnartist.org. mnartist.org is a joint project of the Walker Art Center and the McKnight Foundation. The mission of mnartist.org is to improve the lives of Minnesota artists and provide access to and engagement with Minnesota's arts culture.